Welcome to the Forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Right now, I am pleased to be joined by Sarah Wagner, who is the Tourism Coordinator with the City of Litchfield. Sarah, thank you for joining me today. How are you?
I'm doing great, David. Thanks, as always, for having me.
Not a problem. And we're talking about the Litchfield Pickers Market. The season is going to open this Sunday, Mother's Day. It usually opens in April, but because of some inclement weather, Sarah, you weren't able to have the April market.
Correct. So we are very excited for this Sunday, May 12th, for the Litchfield Pickers Market grand opening. Since we were not able to open in April this year, we will be having our grand opening on Sunday, May 12th. So this Sunday, come to downtown Litchfield from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For those of you who want to plug an address into your GPS, use 400 North State Street, and that will put you right in the heart of downtown Litchfield.
Have you filled up all your vendor spaces for this market?
We have. We are all sold out. Our 340 vendor spaces have been sold, so it is looking to be a great month. So bring out the motherly figure in your life for a day of reminiscing, shopping, enjoying, making new memories. The weather at this point looks really good. I'm always afraid to say that, but it does look really good. So we are expecting a wonderful day. There is free live music in Library Park. The morning act will be crowd favorites Butch Moore and Alan White, the duo. And then the trio of B&B Strings will perform in the afternoon, and all of those are free events.
And I do want to clarify this because the market is rain or shine. However, last month's market was canceled because of the high winds, and that's when it becomes dangerous.
That is correct. So it is rain or shine, and I appreciate you bringing that up. So it is rain or shine. Little bit of rain doesn't hurt anything. It's when the combinations become dangerous for vendors or the public to be out, as happened last month. We do not put people in an unsafe situation. So that is why it was canceled. And you can always check on the Litchfield Pickers Market Facebook page for updates. Or if you just Google Litchfield Pickers Market, we'll also pull up the website that we have. So we do put any sort of notifications on there. A frequent question I get this month is, it's on Mother's Day, will you still be having the event if it's Mother's Day? So your answer is yes, the event is still happening even though it is Mother's Day. So invite your moms out.
Absolutely. We're joined by Sarah Wagner, the Litchfield Tourism Coordinator. We're talking about the 2019 Pickers Market season, which kicks off this Sunday, which is Mother's Day. You said the market for this Sunday is full. However, you are, I imagine, still taking vendors for the markets that will follow this season as well.
Absolutely. Whether you are a returning vendor or a new vendor, we definitely want you to sign up for future markets. You can get on the Litchfield Pickers Market Facebook page or the Litchfield Pickers Market website, and you will be able to find the vendor application. It has all of the outlines of what you can bring, what you can't bring, what the prices are, the sizes of the booths, everything nitty-gritty. Or if you are coming to this Sunday's market, you can pick up an application at the Litchfield Tourism booth in front of the flagpole in the park. So those are great options for you. We do try to outline everything so individuals who maybe have never participated in anything like this before can participate. The big guideline is we only allow items prior to 1980. So imagine a portable vintage market or antique market, and that's what we are. So everything has to be made prior to 1980 in order to be sold.
Because of the sheer size of the market, the city is forced to shut down certain roadways in order to accommodate the vendors.
That is correct. So from Sunday at 4 in the morning until 5:30 in the evening, the roads that will be closed are State Street from Route 16 to the south entrance of the Brown Shoe Apartments, Kirkham Street from Monroe Street to Madison Street, Ryder Street from Monroe to Madison Street, and Edwards Street from Monroe to Jefferson Street. Fire lane will be used on Jackson Street, so there will be no parking on Jackson Street because of a fire lane.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Again, I'm joined by Litchfield Tourism Coordinator Sarah Wagner. We're talking about the 2019 Pickers Market. The first market of the season will come up this Sunday. If anyone would like more information about this market or the following markets, how would they find that out?
For more information on anything that we've talked about or anything we may not have covered, or for photos, videos, if you want to see what the market's like, a couple ways you can do that is the Litchfield Pickers Market Facebook page, Litchfield Pickers Market Facebook page. And you do not have to be a member to access that page. I get that question a lot. So it is a public page, so you do not need a Facebook account to view that page. Or you can log on to visitlitchfield.com and click the Pickers Market tab, which is in under the events column. So, Litchfield Pickers Market from visitlitchfield.com.
Sarah Wagner, Tourism Coordinator with the City of Litchfield. Was there anything else you wanted to mention about the market or anything else tourism has going on?
A couple great tips for if you are a first-time attendee to the Litchfield Pickers Market. There is no cost for admission for the public. So, with that, there are no gates, and you can enter at any of the 10 side street entrances. So you can park anywhere as long as signs permit. There's no charge for parking. There's no charge for admission. I always recommend people bring totes or wagons or carts because it does make it easier once you're hauling all of your goodies that you're bound to find. Also, we do have a Litchfield Tourism Information Booth set up in Library Park in front of the flagpole. You can purchase Litchfield Pickers Market gear. We have a new 2019 Litchfield Pickers Market 5-year anniversary t-shirt, as well as logo t-shirts and hats. So a lot of people wonder where that is, so find us in front of the flagpole in Library Park.
Sounds good. That is the Litchfield Tourism Coordinator, Sarah Wagner. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me today, and good luck with this market as well as the rest of the markets through the season.
Thank you so much, David, for having me. It's always fun. And if anybody has any questions, they can reach out to the Litchfield Tourism office, and we would be happy to answer them.
All right. Sounds good. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, David. Have a good day.
And that's going to do it for this edition of The Forum on your Tally Broadcasting stations. Be sure to tune in next time, but until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.